Practical English.
The party.
I was so looking forward to the party. I thought I had lots of friends. I thought people liked me.
People do like you, darling. Look on the bright side. We've now got 2 kilos of caviar and 10 bottles of vintage champagne all to ourselves.
But what about the cake? It's going to go to waste. I had such high hopes for this evening.
I really feel for you, darling. It's such a pity. Maybe all the people you invited were busy this evening.
All 25 of them. 25 people can't all be busy on the same night. They just don't like me, that's all.
Maybe you sent the invitations too late and they didn't arrive on time. When did you post them?
What are you talking about? You sent the invitations.
What?
Don't you remember? I gave them to you to post on your way to work. You put them in your briefcase. You said, "Don't worry, darling, leave it to me."
Oh, no. Oh, look, they're still here. I can't believe it. I completely forgot to send them.
You're always forgetting things.
I know, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. I'm such an idiot.
Look, it's okay.
No, it isn't okay. I should have done better.
These things happen. It's a shame you forgot, but it's no big deal. That's life. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's what happens when you leave things for other people to do.
Thank you for understanding, darling.
As my dear father used to say, when things go wrong, put your head down and plough ahead.
That's so true. Or in this case, put your head down, plough ahead, and open a bottle of vintage champagne. Drink, darling.
Go on, then.